Hello and welcome. Scare track. Episode. Welcome to the Scare Track podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Scare Track podcast, sponsored by yours truly, Scare Queen. You can download my debut album right now. Just search Scare Queen on Spotify, iTunes, or Amazon Music right after this episode. The Scare Track podcast is the first UK podcast dedicated to the UK scare attraction and haunted house industry. But beware. These foolish mortals sometimes have potty mouths and an insane, vivid imagination. So listen with caution. All views expressed are those of the individual host and not necessarily the views of Scare Track, their guests, or their associates.
Scare Track Podcast.
So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
You're listening to Scare Track, the UK's first scare attraction podcast. Now, welcome your hosts, Mikey, Sean, and Hannah.
Hello and welcome to episode 56 of the Scare Track podcast, and thank you once again to Scare Queen, the sponsor of the Scare Track podcast for the whole Halloween period. You just heard a small snippet of her song Lunatical from her debut album, so stick around to the end of the show where we will be playing that song in full. This episode is another on-location episode throughout this Halloween period, and we are in Shrewsbury at Shrewsbury Scream Park, a brand new event for this year by the guys of Immersive Events at the Darna Prison. Each year they've run a Halloween event. They had lockdown, sanatorium, and now they've created a full-on Scream Park experience at the Darna Prison in Shrewsbury. So, without further ado, it's myself, Hannah, and our tag-along Martin on this one, and we also caught up with Andy Longmore, scare actor, Lee and Sarah Conway from Cracked and Frequent Fear. So yeah, enjoy the episode, guys. So let's take you back to the 12th of October for the opening night of Shrewsbury Prison Scream Park. Enjoy.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Right then, guys, so we have just arrived at the Darna Prison in Shrewsbury for their Scream Park. And it's, at the beginning, it's a very different to a Scream Park. We've come in, we've had to go through like a bit of a mini scare zone where there were some zombies trying to get us. We've gone into like Sanctuary, and now we've had to pick our mattress, and now we're on the way to A-Wing, to the community sleeping area. Through here. Thank you. Alright, we found A-Wing.
Crap we're getting from the wastelands.
Do it. Where do we go?
Let's go to the bar. Where do we have to go? Upstairs?
No. Where do we go?
Was you not told by my staff?
Into a cell.
Into a cell. Well done, Charlie.
Right.
No, don't come.
And if we get attacked by a zombie horde, what's going to happen on the ones?
I don't know.
Top one.
I'm a bit nervous.
You're all going safe, aren't you? If you want my acceptance, I suggest you get to the fours.
Right, so I'm in a cell by myself, and I've picked up my mattress, and I'm a little bit nervous.
Are we allowed to come out of ourselves?
Can we come out?
What did I say? I said you can stay on the wing, go in the red, and in the smoking area.
Right. So.
Join me in Andy Longmoor. Put, there you go, put your mattress up there.
Of course you are.
Right, so we're allowed in the smoking area and the bar only. That's where we're allowed. So Hannah, bar?
I vote bar.
Okay, let's go to the bar. So Martin, we've just arrived at the Dana prison, and what have we had to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good.
Was it good?
Something along the lines of
get a mattress, go in, find your cell, bar.
Perfect. So get a mattress, bar.
Get a mattress, find yourself.
All of this to blow up.
Right then, guys, so we're here at the Dartmouth Prison for the Shrewsbury Scream Park. Very different opening to any other Scream Park, it's quite exciting. So basically, we have come into the prison. We've been told to find a cell, put our mattress in the cell. We are allowed on A Wing, the bar, and in the cells, and that's about it so far.
Under
the smoking area. However, there's been characters going around just in character the whole time. Like, so there's been a guard here who I now have to share my phone with, apparently. Someone else says that I have to prove myself to him. She has a really big bow and arrow, which scares me slightly, and you can't even see her face. Someone else wearing like a balaclava over their face. Then there's Fudge. Bless Fudge. Fudge.
We've got to look after
Fudge. Fudge is a young boy who was born here at the prison, so we're going to look after him. So yeah, it's sort of like it's a kind of screen part where you get here between 7 and 8. It's not one where you can just arrive and then do the mazes and go. It's you arrive between 7 and 8, you go to the bar, you find your cell, and then there's going to be a speech at 20 past 8.
We have to be on the wing.
We are here now, finishing our beers. We're here on A Wing, ready for our speech, and then I think it's time for mazes. So everyone's gathering around.
I'm really excited. I'm like a little bit, I don't know, on edge because, you know,
we don't know what's going on,
and the guys here, they immerse you into their story so much that in a minute I'm going to believe that I'm on prison.
Yeah, oh, I think we're moving down.
We must do what they say.
Let's do what they say. Right, let's carry on. Right then, guys, so we've just had the general say that we've got to go through their tests and their labs, and now we're going to get split up into smaller groups. We've adopted Fudge as well. Fudge is here. So, yeah, it's exciting.
Right, I'm the cook. Before I show you into the kitchen, you should know there's a few rules. One, cleanliness. Two, you obey. You obey, you can stay. If you don't obey, you know what's out there, don't you? But we might put you in the larder. Their meat is good. We like them tall because they've got more meat on them. Oh, yeah. Right.
I just got sniffed.
Right then. Come and have a look at the butchery. Come on.
Right, we're going through the butchery.
Are you ready for this lot? Hello. And I'm very mismatched rabble.
Go on in, come on, don't hang around. Come on.
Ain't got all right. Looking for fresh meat from you lot. So we'll look at you. Look at you.
smell. Get over there! You all disgust me! Look at you! Over there! Oh. How am I ever going to get any fresh meat when I get sent scum like this? Do you know what? I need you to go and see my freezer, Lisa.
Anything that doesn't
belong
to you, have you?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
Not taking any of my fucking meat!
No.
Keep your fucking dirty, steamy fingers to your fucking self and get the fuck out of here.
Whoa! I wouldn't laugh, this is serious. You're being judged every step.
Tested everybody in the colony, they've tested all our DNA, and none of us have got the answer. They tested me, and all they managed to do was give me eternal life, so I haven't even been able to hang myself properly. Okay, so we're going to go through and we're going to be tested to find out whether or not DNA can help us. Obviously, you've probably got no food, so I don't need to tell you not to eat. There aren't any cameras anymore, so you can't take any photographs, okay? And this place, obviously we have no maintenance anymore. The generator keeps going up, so the lights are very low. I just hope that you can crawl properly, because I believe at the end of the laboratory, it's falling down, okay? So hopefully you can help us.
Are you ready for the Outlanders?
It's always been a clever safety spiel. We lost Fudge.
Right. Are you infected?
No.
No.
No. No, really? Okay.
I don't know why. Okay. There's so many people coming. I'm just...
You should just go to see the doctor. It's that way. I don't care. I don't want to see any more people.
They're grabby.
Come on, all of you, come in.
Quick
as you can. Why did they send you here? You, why are you here? You don't know why you're here.
You're to be tested.
Yes, exactly. You're supposed to be tested. You're supposed to give your blood. Create a little cure, don't they, so that you don't end up like that. But I tell you something, I'm not going to treat a cure because I created the virus in the first place. And now I've had a little few tinkerings of my own, a little few tinkerings in the lab, and now I'm just going to release a nice bit of suffering on you. So, suffer and hope you die quickly.
Oh my God! She's out!
Off this side!
She's going...
Okay. Yes. Infected, are you?
No.
You all right? Is everybody clean? Everybody clean? Come with me. All right. Okay. You've got to be really careful.
Okay.
Just watch. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Please stay together. Just hold each other's hands. Please, just hold each
other's hands.
You're all right. Hold your hand. Come on. Okay. All right. Up here. Just be careful. Just really.
Oh, come on. Just grab
the nearest person. Mike can just touch my hand.
Just quiet! Quiet! Okay. Listen!
Oh, it's stirring me. I don't like it.
Just be quiet. Listen. Shh. Can you hear anything? Everybody okay? You all right?
Yes.
Okay,
come on.
Move!
Oh my God, this is so smoky.
Okay, you're safe.
Right, now, so we're outside and we're on the way to Jamboree, it looks like. Yeah, I'm not sure where we're going. There's a bright light and we've joined up with another group now and we're getting taken around the Dana prison, which is stunning, but a great place for a scare attraction. It's just so easy to get lost. I haven't got a clue where I am and I've been here so many times. So yeah, right, let's keep going. Right, so whilst we're waiting to go in Jamboree, we're all having a game of hook a duck. Can anyone else smell popcorn?
Yes.
We love the circus. So yeah, we're playing hook a duck whilst we wait. That's cool.
I'm a comedian. I was a comedian outside before we came here, and I'm a comedian here as well. So, do you want to hear a joke?
Yes.
Yeah. What is grumpy and hangs around custard?
I don't know. What's grumpy and hangs around custard?
Apple crumble! Apple crumble! Like crumble, but grumpy!
Oh, grumble!
Martin's just been challenged to a joke off.
Come on, Martin.
Come on,
Joke.
She's waiting.
We're waiting for a joke, Martin.
Such a letdown.
Do you remember Elton John, Hannah? What's called a boomerang that doesn't come back?
A stick! Ha! I'm the funniest!
Guys, do you two want to get a room?
Have you all taken my hook a duck?
Yes.
Good, isn't it? I made it.
It's very good.
I made it because I knew you were all coming.
It's nice.
Right then, guys, now it's time, after a little bit of fun with the sort of gatekeeper at Jamboree, it's time to go through Jamboree. We're losing Fudge. Right, we're now about to go through Jamboree.
I'll let you in a minute, but first, a few warnings. No flash photography or flashing of any kind. I'm really sorry, ma'am. I know how much you like that sort of thing.
I promise.
Inside Jamboree, it is the entertainment we provide. The community's enjoyment is the reason we survive. Clowns, jugglers, freaks and oddities, your quirky skills become useful commodities. Consider your strengths, talents and credentials. For useful you must be to be community potential. Remember, you're being watched all the way, so behave yourself and do what the performers say. And now it is time for you to enter, so in you go. Welcome everyone to the world's greatest show.
Thank you.
Fudge.
You're not just Fudge a comedian, you're a poet as well.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, I may change my opinion.
Almost every time.
Almost.
I'm going to have to get down for this.
Have fun in the circus, guys.
Oh, it smells so good in here of popcorn. Bye. We're getting split up.
My name is Madame Zalanda. I am here to read your fortune. You crossed my palm with silver? I am only joking. Nobody crossed my palm with silver in 20 years. Not since the apocalypse. No? No, right. Okay. I think I read your palm. Give me a palm. Oh, what a long love line I see for you, no? But very short lifeline. This is no good news for you, no? Have you been to the lab yet?
No.
You be careful there. I think not so good for you. Maybe just stay. Anybody cough, you stay there. I don't like for you.
No.
I see children in your future. But they're not so pretty. I'm sorry. I am sorry. No. Yes, no. Less of that. Thank you.
Where do you boys come from?
Yorkshire.
Talford. That is a long way to walk in the apocalypse. Many, you see many infected people still on the old one now.
Yes, we had to dodge them through the fields.
Really. I've been here a long time. We're walking lots of infected people, but you know, we circus, so we have our own carriages to take us, and we come here. They take us in here, so it's not good, but it's not so bad as outside, no. And Telford, well, that was not, I remember Telford, that was not so good before the infection. Never mind now. No wonder you come here. But still, not so good for you, I don't think, no.
As a volunteer, there's an apple on her head.
Now Mac will take on one of the most dangerous displays, splitting an apple while resting on top of someone's head. Backwards! And blindfolded! Ladies and gentlemen, for this trick, Mac will need absolute silence. One, two, three!
All right, now we've just finished Jamboree, now we're going on to another maze. We're going through sort of like a scare zone. You have to find the girl with a flare.
I mean, like, with haste, guys. The zombies breaking down the fence and we're just
stopping. The zombies behind the wall trying to get us. She's got a real flare.
Yeah.
Bye, Fudge.
That's a spare one. Yeah. We love you, Fudge.
You can't just like hijack it.
Fudge, come on. Line up.
You can because it.
Yes, Hannah.
Well, that makes much.
Do it slightly angle so to let these suckers out.
Right, so we've had a bit of a practice.
Hit them in the chest.
On the bow and arrow.
They go down faster, do you understand?
Yep.
You are not fucking Rambo.
Got one each to get.
Right, zombies are going to get loose and we've got some bow and arrows to kill them. Let's go.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Oops.
Got him! He's down, I've got his leg!
You need to take him down! Come on, take him down for you!
Oh, so close!
Running out of arrows!
Oh, that's it. Sorry for you, sorry! There's one to the left, there's one forward!
You, sir, are the worst.
Shock.
I got two of them.
You got two of them?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's cute.
And now, welcome to Sanctum.
She was shit.
What? She was shit. Does this robot?
Am I? I mean, do I always win at like laser quests?
Oh, yeah.
Right, guys. Now you've finished that, you can go up to the wreck. What you have to do is go to that door there, go across A Wing.
They're welcome to Sanctum, and I'm not.
Yeah. Who's with us? Yeah, but what? It's like.
Are you guys?
So, this is cool. We're now in the canteen, actually. We're getting fed. We've got a cheese and ham jacket potato and a Bulmers. Yeah, so after that, you get fed, you get drunk. Right, so everyone with a red mark has gone to the centre of the room. And Hannah and Martin got a red mark during the archery. And the rest of us didn't.
This way!
Right, okay. So Hannah and Martin are gone. I think that I shot more zombies than they did.
I bet you're glad you've not got a red cross this moment, aren't you?
But I'm quite enjoying a sit-down. So, yeah, they're off.
So, I don't know if we're coming meet now.
That's the point, yeah, we just become meat. Right, so the rest of us rejects who didn't get a Red Cross and cannot get into Sanctum, we're now following the general somewhere else. I have no idea where. We'll probably all go in for the chop.
Here we go again. Here we go, here we go.
Are they safe up there?
I congratulate you on your acceptance! Oh. Those below! You have been far more than pitiful! You are useless, pathetic, worthless slimes of human beings! And from here you will be cast out! Lead them to the gates!
Right then, guys, so we have just finished the Shrewsbury Screen Park at the Dana Prison by Immersive Events. As Martin's just said to me, we got there, got a mattress, went to the bar, and then it's basically, it's what they do best is it's in their name, Immersive Events. So once you step through those gates, it is a an immersive piece of theatre.
You're in that world. As soon as you get in, everyone's committed to their characters. You know, they don't drop character. Every single interaction you have with anyone, even if you're asking them where the toilet is, it's in character.
Yeah.
So it completely just sort of envelops you into the story.
Definitely. So, and that's what they do best. That's what they do with all their events, hence the name Immersive Events. So it's great that you are immersed in that sort of theatrical world. And then they've marketed this as sort of a scream park, basically. So there's three mazes and three scare zones. Mm. So it's not, the way they've done it is not, it's not obvious where the mazes are and what they are. It's not like you can go in. Right, so we need to explain this properly. So it's very different to what we've seen anywhere else. So fair play, kudos, it's something different that they're trying to do. So most places, you go to a screen park and you go into their main area, and then you can go off to one queue or to another queue or to another queue. Then there's another type of screen park, like your Scare Grounds or Scare Kingdom, where you go into the first attraction and then it's just a linear path through the attractions that takes an hour and a half.
Yeah.
This is sort of a merger between the two. Would you agree? In the fact that you're sort of in this bar and then you're taken somewhat to one maze and then you're instantly into another maze as well. But then you go into a holding area for somewhere else and then you're back into the bar and then you have another chat in the A-wing area. It's weird. Yeah. It's,
I don't think Scream Park is the right name for it. I don't think it's anything we've seen before on sort of like the Halloween Scream Park spectrum. It's not anything like that. It's not the linear, it's not the queue up for mazes. I think it is just an immersive event. Like
with split up areas.
Yeah, but it was all like in one storyline, and it was all like you couldn't tell when you were going into a maze until you got a subtle safety briefing, which was in character.
And that's what we were saying this before, and I've said this previously in both reviews and the podcast, that especially the lady at the beginning of the Miro maze,
she was so good.
She's awesome.
I didn't even know until like halfway through that she was giving us a safety spiel.
But it was a safety spiel that we've heard time and time again, but that she does it subtly. So you don't realise it's a safety spiel, but it is. She's done that every year as well. And what I did like about that, actually, so if you don't know the backstory, it's sort of like this is now 20 years after the original lockdown event, which was 2 years ago, and last year a sanatorium, which was, I think, 10 years afterwards. So it's basically following a linear story of their Halloween event of basically zombie outbreak. It started there. But now Shrewsbury Prison is a safe compound. So it's 20 years later, and they did say the whole thing, we would say not to eat inside the lab, but no one has any food anymore. Mm. Smart. It just basically means no eating or drinking.
Yeah.
I would say don't take photos, but we don't have cameras anymore. Yeah. Smart. It was a good way of doing it. It was fun up in the Jamboree maze when we were chatting to the sort of ringmaster lady at the beginning. She was very funny.
If you ever go, don't eat the popcorn.
The popcorn was a bit burnt. But but it was a lovely smell of popcorn in the maze.
Oh, it was a lovely smell.
It did give it a good feel. So, yeah.
There were some really good parts in that Jamboree maze as well. It was without giving too many spoilers, it was a bit of a clown maze. And then there was a really good part when we got into the circus part with the knife thrower. I thought that was really good. Had me screaming.
Oh, the sort of set scene. Yeah. There was a set. Yeah, and that looked good in that tent bit.
Yeah.
It was a bit unusual to have a clown maze in the sort of, it's a
post-apocalyptic world.
Prison. But I suppose that's where they get their entertainment. There's no TV, there's no phones. So you can kind of loosely understand why they'd have a clown maze in there. And they did make it obvious at the beginning that what can you do? Can you juggle? Can you sing?
Yeah,
can you do this? What can you do?
Yeah.
So it makes sense.
If we had these talents, you know, we were going to impress the general.
If we could impress the general, we were in.
Yeah, but for me personally, you know, I love everything Immersive Events does, but the clown maze for me, it didn't fit, and it seemed a little bit like people are scared of clowns, we'll put a clown maze in. That's me personally probably going a little bit harsh.
I can agree with that, no, but I do, in the fact that they had a clown maze, at least it wasn't just, here's a clown maze, it was a,
yeah, it was
here's
different.
A clown maze because this
bit,
is
yeah.
what
people need to do. So if you can juggle, you'll be in here. He'll keep you for his entertainment sort of thing.
Yeah.
We don't quite understand why we had to take a mattress into the room at the beginning. When we arrived, it was like pick a mattress, put it in a room, and then you can go into the bar. But we never went back into the room.
I think from doing prison escape, I kind of expected to be in my cell with my mattress. Like, after lying on a bunk bed without a mattress during prison escape, I was quite excited to lie on my mattress, and I didn't get to.
I think because, again, what they've done is they've marketed it as a screen park, and I don't think it is a screen park, like we said. It is just a 2 to 3 hour immersive experience that has different areas of the park. Fair enough. But if they wanted to build on that, and now we need to mention that it's the first night, and this is a very ambitious thing they're doing. They're trying to control a whole group of people, keep them immersed for a long time, have them go through different areas at different points. So it's a big operation, which on paper probably looks amazing. And
I can't wait to see how it develops and grows, to be honest.
I think if we were to do it at the same time next week, it would be quite polished. Yeah. You could tell it's first night, it's rough around the edges. And immersive events are a team that wear their heart on their sleeves anyway.
Yeah.
They've got a prison, so they don't need to build amazing sets.
No, it's all there, and they're terrifying enough as it is. Even though I sort of know them, kind of, via Facebook, every time Sophie looks at me, I just want to cry. I think she hates me.
So they have some quality actors there and some good minds behind the attractions as well. But because what they were doing tonight was quite complex, with splitting like 100 people into smaller groups of 6s and 7s and 10s, working it around. There was no backlogs for anything. We weren't really waiting long for any attraction.
No, we weren't. My only sort of like, I don't want to say critique because I don't like that word, but speaking to a lot of the other groups, they all loved it. They had an amazing time. They did each maze once and it followed like a story. We did each maze once and then we went for food and everyone else had already eaten. And then they went through other mazes that they hadn't been through that followed their storyline, whereas we had to go round again because we'd already completed.
So we went through...
I don't know if we messed up.
I don't know. Well, no, because we were showed where to go.
Yeah.
At one point we followed the way out signs rather than going the wrong way. But it was... to me as well, it felt like the Butchery and the Miro maze were the same attraction.
Yeah.
Because they were right after each other and stuff. And the ending was at that like foggy corridor when the guy pulled you out. And then we went to go and do Jamboree.
Yeah.
I was then expecting that after a complimentary jacket potato, which was lovely, really nice. Actually. Really nice. You get food.
I love the fact that we went to the bar 3 times.
Yes, you can buy drinks. This is definitely a wet event. It's not dry at all. But I was expecting another attraction. Whereas I think
They'd hyped up that we'd just gone through sort of screening and then we were ready to be tested.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure those are the words that we used.
But the test
was the things we'd already done.
Yeah, we'd already done it. I did enjoy doing the archery bit, adding that into it as well. So you do get a lot for it. So you get the Butchery.
Prosecco and chocolate for winning archery.
True, yeah. You got to go in the Sanctum, didn't you?
Yeah.
Although I think I shot more people than you.
I mean, we were all given a shot of Prosecco and somehow managed to have 4 shots of Prosecco.
Well done, Hannah. Well done. Martin, do you have much Prosecco?
I had 3 shots.
Okay. And thank you for your input, Martin. But no, you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was something different. It wasn't like a screen park that we've been to before. So like you said, it's not really linear. Yeah.
2 hours, isn't it?
So, you know, from the time that you arrive and you're in there, it's just one big event. So even when you're sat in the bar area, you've still got the Roman actors, you're still part of this event. We kidnapped one of the actors for the evening, Fudge.
We haven't talked about Fudge?
They've heard all about Fudge throughout the whole night.
Have they?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we stole Fudge, who amazingly stayed in character throughout the entire night.
He was great.
Even while we were all cuddling him.
All of them were great. The characters were, they're not obvious, like, I'm a this person, I'm a that person,
that's,
but like the likes
something
of...
something I love from immersive events. The likes they're of, always like spot on with their characters.
Especially the likes of Sophie, Joel, you know, Stace.
Joel terrifies me. Every time I see him, I'm just like...
And he was the friendly person who was there to help us out.
But even when he's being friendly, I still see the nasty prison officer, and he just terrifies me.
So, yeah, we'll wrap this up now. We visited Shrewsbury Prison Screen Park by immersive events at the Darner Prison in Shrewsbury. They always run fantastic events. This one, I think, give them another day and another 3 days, and this can be quite a polished event.
I really, really enjoyed the evening. I can just see where it could be better.
Yeah, I think that obviously this is basically their kind of dress rehearsal this evening. So you can see where they'll be making notes on how to tighten it up. There was some slight confusion at points where we were like, is it over? Is this two mazes or just one maze? Because if the Butchery and the Miro maze were the two separate mazes, that meant that Butchery was only two rooms long. But although there were two long set piece rooms, which were good and theatrical, again, I'd market it less of a screen park with these amount of mazes and more of this is an immersive attraction experience. Fair play to him for trying to do something different that's like a screen park based on a whole sort of story arc. I like the story arc that's been at Immersive Events for the last 3 years and how it's moving forwards, and for fanboys and geeks like me that can read into that more, I think I get more out of it. We find that sometimes at these places anyway, if you put more in, you'll get out of it more. Like us interacting with Fudge, we got more out of the event. Whereas if I was just a general Joe Public...
You said you got more out of it because you've been to the previous ones, whereas this is my first year. So you said that there was parts of the storyline that you remembered or you understood more from previous years.
Yeah.
Whereas me being a new timer didn't really get some of the stuff you got.
Of course, yeah. So there's some things that maybe with the general speech at the beginning and at the end could have had more elaboration on who you are, what you're doing, why you're here. Maybe an explanation of you will be going through here for the testing, you will be going upstairs to see if you have any talents, and you'll be doing this to see if we have any cooks among us. Yeah. An explanation of that. But it was more of just, you're here, we're going to see if you're good enough.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Yeah. But again, like I say, first night, we still had a great evening.
It's absolutely amazing evening, to be honest. Yeah. I haven't laughed that much in a very long time.
We had some great
time. We had some good times.
And we were there with Lee and Sarah Conway as well, the guys from Cracked and Frequent Fear. So it was great to see those guys. And good old Andy Longmore. So, right, let's wrap it up, guys. Overall, we enjoyed the night. A little rough around the edges, but I think they'll understand that we're saying that. It's we're not being mean, we're just saying there's places that we think were a bit too confusing. We would have liked to have used the mattresses in the beds rooms a bit. Like, that could have been a terrifying scene.
You just locked in a cell for 5-10 minutes. That's going to unnerve people.
Yeah.
And 5-10 minutes. Get like, them even on a edge. Minute, people are going to get unnerved.
Yeah.
You're locked in a pitch black cell.
Absolutely. So maybe use that more. But yeah, anyway, we shall leave it to it. Thank you for joining us. I'll pass you back to myself in the studio.
Hello, you.
Hello, me.
You're listening to Sketch.
So, there you go, guys. The on-location audio from our visit to Shrewsbury Screen Park. We had a great time. Like we said, it was opening night, so you could tell it is a little rough around the edges, but overall, we all had a fantastic time. We actually had a really great laugh. We always do at the prison. It's a scary place anyway. Guys, you want to immerse yourself in this event. It's not like any other screen park where you just go and do this attraction, then that attraction, then that attraction. From start to finish, you are immersed in the storyline. Make sure you head over to Immersive Events event this year. We really did enjoy it. So, to get your tickets, guys, www.imevents.global. That's imevents.global. Get your tickets. But, guys, this isn't the only thing that Immersive Events and Jailhouse Tours do. They do loads in the Darner Prison. They've got two other prisons now as well. They have escape rooms, prison escape, A Night in the Darner, Outdoor Cinema, History Days, Twisted Fairy Tales coming back for Christmas. They have loads, so make sure you head over to imevents.global. Throughout the whole year, they have some fantastic events. Hannah and Martin recently did the prison escape and said it was one of the best things they've ever done ever. I was a big fan of their Halloween and Christmas experiences the last few years. Trusted Fairy Tales of Christmas is absolutely awesome. So, guys, get yourself to the Darna Prison in Shrewsbury. That brings us to the end of this episode, guys. Don't worry, we've got more episodes coming nearly every day throughout the whole of October. We've got Screamfest coming up, Fearfest Evil as well. We've got Diary of a Deceased. We've got loads more coming up. Alton Towers, Scare Kingdom, Extreme Scream Park, York Maze. The list goes on. So, guys, if you want to interact with us during this Halloween period, make sure you join us over on our social media. We're on Facebook at www.facebook.com/scaretrack. Give us a like. Also find us on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. It's pretty cool getting the Snapchats from you guys from the events you're at when we're at events as well. And it's been cool to meet up with you guys as well if you're at the events that we're currently visiting. So don't be scared to come say hi to us. We love you guys. It's because of you we do the show. You guys listen, so we make it for you. So that brings us to the end of this show. Thank you for listening to episode 56 of the Scare Track podcast. I'm now going to play us out with our sponsor for the Halloween period, Scare Queen, with her song Luna Tickle. Enjoy. Is